Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, the last project of tonight's guest was the conversion of a catechism into a liturgical resource. Jeremy Zeil's The Heidelberg Project was also intended to be used as a worship resource and meditative listening piece. Now he's working on a new project, which combines live worship, elements of the Heidelberg Project, and some new material in what he's calling Body and Soul, a worship collective. Jeremy's on the phone with us tonight from his London home to talk about the project. But first, let's listen to Set Us Free from the Heidelberg Project CD by Jeremy Zeil.
Not with gold, not with silver, only with his precious blood. He redeemed us, brought us out of empty life to life in full. This is why we call him Lord. This is why we call him Lord. He has set us free from the tyranny and bought us body and soul to be his very own. He has set us free from the tyranny and bought us body and soul to be his very own.
Jeremy Zeil. Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening.
And now let's catch up a little bit. The last time we talked, we were talking about Heidelberg, Songs from the Catechism, that. What was the response to that once it started rolling out?
You know what? It was wonderful. We released that record in fall of 2013, so it's pretty much a year ago now. And the response within the churches was wonderful. Some of the songs got picked up in different communities and singing in their own services, and that was sort of the intent, to write songs that were based on this reformational document to bring into our worshiping communities again. And so, the response in my eyes was wonderful.
So looking at that, and I think, you know, we talked about that, you'd wanted it to be used as a liturgical resource. You're hoping that individuals would pick up on it and use it as a meditative listening piece. And as you said, you know, all based around the Heidelberg Catechism. Do you think it did what you expected or what you'd hoped it would do?
You know what? That's a really good question. I wasn't sure exactly what it was going to do. I had hoped that it would, provide a new resource for people, and I think that we accomplished that. What I didn't expect, and what I'm so pleasantly surprised about, is that we came up against some walls in terms of people not recognizing what the Heidelberg Catechism was. And that became, although it was a little bit frustrating at first, it became a really vision-casting issue in terms of broadening this project. And so that's really what this year's project, Body and Soul, is about, is conquering that barrier of it's not really about this document called the Heidelberg Catechism, which was based on the Reformation and Martin Luther. It's really based upon the scriptural truths from the Bible. And so we're sort of growing in this ministry and trying to create a resource that's based, yes, upon these confessions that were written so many years ago. But instead of focusing on the confession themselves, focusing on what can unite us as Christians across denominations.
Well, looking at that, I want to get into some more details on that in a few minutes. But what I want to look at, too, is part of all of this comes out of your experience as a musician, as an artist. I mean, you've been involved in Isabel Gunn. You've done the Heidelberg Catechism. Now you're doing Body and Soul. These are a lot of things that are going on. And I'm thinking for people who didn't hear our interview that we did last year, was
right.
How has all of this come about? Like, how did sort of give me an idea of what your journey as a songwriter and as a musician has been leading up to this point?
That's a great question, Robert. It really has been at least 10 years in the making in terms of writing music that's based on these old confessional documents. When I was about 21, I was attending a church in Hamilton, Ontario. And this was a time of my life that was, it was a little bit tough. I had been through school, studied music. I was single and I was living alone. And I visited a church there in Hamilton, and they used something from the Heidelberg Catechism called Question and Answer 1, what is your only comfort in life and in death? And the answer to that is that I am not my own, but I belong body and soul to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And at that point in my life, that struck such a chord with me, Robert, that I just felt such a release of anxiety about what God was going to do in my life, that really, it ultimately isn't up to me. It's up to Him, and it's up to me to obey and follow Him. And so I went home and I did what I do, and I wrote a song, and I wrote a song called Not My Own, and that ended up being a bit of a cornerstone in terms of the beginning of my music ministry. And so we recorded that song with the vocal trio Isabel Gunn, my sister Leanna, and my wife Lara, and we toured with that song for about 7 years and recorded a couple of albums. But that song, Not My Own, really rang true with people wherever we went. And so one particular evening a few years ago at a concert in Guelph, we introduced Not My Own, and I every once in a while I would introduce it in connection with this document called the Heidelberg Catechism. And a member of the audience emailed me a couple of weeks later and suggested that I dig a little bit more into this document, that there might be more songs there worthy of creating a resource for the church. And so that's really where this journey started. And, you know, I visit places now and I marvel, and I tell people that I marvel at how God has worked in my life, and that even 10 years ago, He knew exactly what was going to happen. And, you know, if you had asked me 10 or even 15 years ago that I would be writing songs for the church based on these scriptural truths, I don't think I would have believed you, because that's not where I saw myself going. But that's a little bit of the history in terms of how this project came about, and now how we're sort of moving past just the Heidelberg Catechism and creating an even bigger resource.
Well, I want to get into some details on that, but first we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with our guest musician, Jeremy Zeil. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection.
I am overcome, Lord, in the cruel of this world, in the power and souls deceiving that it seeks. On my own I am weak, don't know what to believe. Don't know if it's you I'm hearing when it speaks. And so, Lord, uphold us all and make us strong so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down. In my sworn enemies, the devil, the world, and me, never stop attacking everything I see. But there is no defeat. Even though I am weak, with the power of your spirit, victory. And so, Lord, uphold us all and make us strong so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Not Go Down from the Heidelberg Project by Jeremy Zile. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jeremy. So you're sort of giving us the whole idea, the background behind where body and soul came from. So going from the Heidelberg Catechism now, where did the whole idea from body and soul, and you're calling it body and soul, a worship collective, where did that come from?
Well, it came out of the history of what the Catechism was created for in the first place. So we're going back to the 15th century, 50 years after Martin Luther. And it was a time where there was the newly founded Protestant Church had some sort of split-offs in terms of denominations already. And so the whole idea behind the Heidelberg Catechism was to unite these different sections of the newly founded Protestant Church. And so as I said, as I began to tour with the new album, the Heidelberg Project, there was this interesting irony that I was sharing songs based on a document that was created to unite. However, because of the lack of understanding of what the Catechism was, there were times where it wasn't actually uniting, it was creating more division. And so I thought, okay, how can we be a physical representation as a band of what this whole idea is about? And how can we get closer to that original idea? And I thought, okay, well, let's see if we can use different musicians from different denominations and different churches. And so that's where that idea started coming in. And so I started calling friends and asking people from different churches if they'd want to come together in sort of a collective of musicians and writing some songs together, sharing songs that are based on the Heidelberg Catechism, but not exclusively so, bringing their own sort of theological perspectives to it as well. And so we've come up with a group of musicians that certainly doesn't represent all the denominations here in London, but we've done our best to spread that. And so myself, a friend of mine, Jeremy Young-Yen, who's the worship pastor at Sanctuary London, another good friend, Janelle Lightbourne, from Maitland Street Church downtown, we're sort of heading up the whole project and coming together as a collective of musicians singing new worship songs as a resource for the church.
Well, looking at that, and you said, you know, you're finding as you're going along that the catechism, Heidelberg Catechism, had been being used more to divide than unite. What have been some of the challenges you've had in bringing all these people together, and what are some of the sort of hurdles you've had to jump over to try and get, you know, people from different denominations coming together to do this united worship?
Well, certainly from a personal level, there hasn't been too much, like a personal and relational level. I'm really excited about how people are just coming on board and are excited about the vision and want to be a part of it. And so that's been really encouraging. Hurdles have been really more logistical than anything else, just because we're involved in different communities. We have different jobs. I'm now a part-time worship director at Talbot Street Church downtown, and so doing that sort of along with this. My counterparts have jobs at other churches, and so logistically, when you're dealing with a group that's a little bit further spread out, that's certainly one hurdle. And we're just beginning, so I'm sure there will be other significant hurdles. I think I could envision, depending on how comprehensive we try to do this in the future, it will be a challenge to find representation, fair representation, from a lot of different denominations, because there's certainly great perspectives from across the denominations. And so as sort of the artistic director of this whole collective, I think that will be a challenge to give a solid voice to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at, too, you're doing this in the beginning of December, which is just right at the start of Advent, but it's around the time everybody starts ramping up into Christmas programs. And I've known worship directors and people involved in that worship music end of thing, artistic end of things. Christmas is like everybody's going flat out, you know, from the beginning of December right to January. And were you finding that kind of thing was happening, the busyness of what everybody was doing, especially when you're planning things around it?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Robert. I think if we make this an annual event, which, I mean, I hope I'm not speaking too soon, but I do see potential for that. I think that around Christmas time probably isn't the best time for us worship planners and worship directors, but we're going to give it a go on December 5 and 6th, and I can already see just by the advanced bookings on the website that people are excited and they're going to show up, and it's a season that we can celebrate.
So, sort of describe what you're hoping to do on that night, on those two nights, as part of what Body and Soul is.
Well, the idea on those two nights is to create just a really wonderful worship experience for everyone who comes. We are going to record both of the nights live, so it's. The end result is going to be a live recorded CD here in London, Ontario. There's, you know, I'll be honest, there's a bit of an X factor there. I haven't done a live CD before. I've done a number of studio albums. I think what we want to do is just capture this, the atmosphere that, you know, when hundreds of people come together and we worship together, it can be a really special thing. And so that's why we're also doing it on two nights, to sort of have that musical backup that, you know, if something doesn't go great on night one, then we can always do it on night two. And, so the purpose of the evenings is to first and foremost create a wonderful event where we worship, and secondly, to create hopefully another resource for churches starting here in London of new original worship songs created here.
In terms of that whole aspect, and you're talking earlier about, you know, you're coming from different perspectives and different denominations, and that has there been any pushback or feedback regarding theological perspectives that might be coming through?
Not yet, no. Because this, in order to grow something, I think it has to grow organically and start small. And so we haven't had to address some of those issues really in the songs, mainly because it's a smaller group right now. So most of the songs that are written by myself, as well as Jeremy Young-Yun from Sanctuary and Janelle from Maitland Street. And so we haven't had to get into any of that. And, you know, I don't know if I see that in the future. I mean, songwriting and worship writing, yes, there are certainly a lot of theological aspects to that. And, you know, I think we can cross those bridges as we get to them. But I'm just most excited about starting this and getting the word out. Hopefully, you know, worship directors or people involved in worship at other churches will be intrigued by this, come out, and we can get to know each other and see how this can grow as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I need to do now is take one quiet final break, and when we'll come back, we'll finish, we'll wrap up our conversation with Jeremy Zile, and I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Shouldered the curse which lay on me. He suffered in death upon a tree. He sustained righteous anger against my sin, so that he, though innocent, might be condemned. Was led like a lamb to be slaughtered for me, and as sheep remained silent, he did not speak. My oppression and judgment was taken away from the land of the living to the grave.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to This Is Love from the Heidelberg Project by Jeremy Zile. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to finish up our conversation with Jeremy. You mentioned that the body and soul is going to be recorded. What do you, any idea when you're going to be, when you'll be coming out with that recorded material? Like, have you got the sort of timeline down for that yet?
You know what? Actually, we're going to try to turn this around really quickly, Robert. The idea is to have this resource ready for a particular conference that the band and I are going down to at the end of January in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So that is the release date, the end of January. Look for an actual London, Ontario release probably in mid-February, where, you know, the people, certainly the people who attend these two nights for the recording, we'd love for them to come back for one night and we can just celebrate, worship together, and they can pick up their CD. Mm-hmm. I should also mention that at www.bodyandsoulcollective.com, people can book and reserve their free seat to this concert. And if they print their ticket, they can receive $5 off the live recorded album as well.
Well, looking at that, and you talked about what you're hoping that will happen with this from the musician's perspective, what are you hoping the people who come and participate as part of the congregational experience, what are you hoping that they're going to take away from the experience?
Yeah, you know, really, it's about... it's about worship, and I really hope that all the people that come will just take away a feeling of having been a part of something that is a unique and creative and beautiful offering to God. And the reason we're really just trying to get the word out now is because we are so dependent on people showing up and coming to worship with us. And ultimately, I know that we'll see God glorified, and I hope that people can come away knowing that they've contributed to this really neat event in London.
One more time, what's the best way people can find out more information about it?
www.bodyandsoulcollective.com.
Great, Jeremy. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Jeremy Zeil. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selahministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selahministries.ca. Or follow us on Twitter @Selah13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.